Live from KTOO in Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea with this news. Tensions escalated today in a labor dispute that has over 400 workers striking and has shut down the Alaska Marine Highway System since Wednesday. KFSK's Joe Vicnicki reports.
The state sent a letter to the striking workers represented by the Inland Boatmen's Union of the Pacific, warning employees the state would not be paying health insurance premiums or unemployment compensation if the strike lasts past August 1st. Administration Commissioner Kelly Shibaka sent the letter.
We want these people to be back to work. We do not want them to lose their health insurance. And we don't want our coastal communities affected anymore. This is supposed to be one of the record-breaking tourist seasons of the year. We've got people stranded in places where they don't know how they're going to get back home. We have goods and commerce that are being disrupted and affected in tremendous and harmful ways.
Shibaka urged the union to return to talks through a federal mediator. Department of Transportation Commissioner John McKinnon says eight of the system's ships that were in service this week have been tied up at the docks. As of Friday morning, there were still 225 passengers and 94 vehicles stranded in ports that were not their final destinations. Those are travelers who are still looking for other alternatives to ferry service.
You know, this is a peak travel time. There are only so many seats available on airplanes, and as you're probably aware, there are a lot of extra flights just to accommodate the summer traffic, and there's only so much space on these barges heading south.
As of Friday, the state was canceling reservations through July 30th. That means cancellations so far for over 3,000 travelers and over 750 vehicles. Refunded fares from those cancellations is over $1 million. Rob Arnold is on the negotiating team for the employees and says the main goal is a fair three-year contract for the ferry workers.
Everything else is just a distraction from what the simple fact is. We want to go to work. We have crews waiting in parking lots ready to go back on the ship, but we need a contract to be able to do that, and we haven't had one. And that's what the frustration is, and all these delay tactics and name-calling and escalations of hostilities is not helping this process.
Arnold says a meeting with the state and a federal mediator is planned in Juneau for Saturday. Other transportation providers are making accommodations for some of the displaced traffic. Alaska Airlines spokesman Tim Thompson says one flight was diverted this week to pick up campers at a Bible camp in Juneau.
Flight 77, which was able to stop in Juneau, pick up about 46 students that were in a camp in Juneau and fly them to Wrangell because they weren't able to get passage on the ferry. So we were able to divert the flight. We haven't had any other calls for diversion, but those 46 kids, we were able to get them back out of Juneau, down to Wrangell, then the flight was able to continue on.
The airline is also offering a special fare that waives an advance purchase requirement for walk-up passengers in Southeast and Kodiak through August 4th. An independent ferry authority in Southern Southeast received a request from leaders in Metlakatla Friday to provide service to Ketchikan during the strike. Management of the Inner Island Ferry Authority was scheduled to meet Saturday on that request. The IFA provides service between Ketchikan and Prince of Wales Island and had not planned on adding any additional sailings because of the strike. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.
With the Alaska Marine Highway System shut down, a retailer and a freight business in Gustavus are making some tough decisions to keep their community supplied.
Well, almost 100% of everything in Gustavus, from groceries to lumber to you name it, comes in on the ferry. So not having a ferry means we're basically just stuck. There's nothing coming in out here.
That's Toshua Parker, founder of the hardware and grocery store Toshco in the town of about 450 people. He says without the ferry, they have very few options. There are smaller boats that can move some products around.
The boats that we have that we can run back and forth to town probably aren't going to be able to keep up with it. It's one of those things where every community facing the same problem, there's not enough private people out there to be able to meet the demand.
There's no barge service to Gustavus and no prospect of getting barge service anytime soon. Frontier Freight brings in supplies on the ferry in semi-trailers and shipping containers about six a week in the summer. That supplies Toshco, Glacier Bay National Park, inns, and lodges. The business is working on several contingency plans, depending on how long the ferry workers' strike drags out. The ferry Leconte has been scheduled for 3 to 4 Gustavus stops a week this summer.
Come hell or high water, we're going to make sure everyone has groceries. So whether we're flying in our plane to bring groceries or whatever, we're going to find some way to keep the town going. But yeah, it's pretty serious.
Parker says he'll fly milk and eggs in as an emergency measure, which will roughly double their retail prices. A gallon of milk is normally $5.99 in Gustavus. The outlook for Alaska's credit rating has worsened from neutral to negative, according to Moody's Investor Services. Yesterday's announcement doesn't change the state's credit rating, but Moody's says there's now increased pressure to downgrade the rating in the next year or two. Moody's analyst Edward Hampton says that with the focus on full permanent fund dividends, the goal of balancing the budget has moved to the back burner.
It sort of created some risks and doubt about other issues. For example, you know, what is the state's plan to regain something that looks like structural balance over the long term?
Hampton emphasizes that Moody's isn't advocating for any particular dividend level. If the state's credit rating were downgraded, it would raise the interest rate for the government to borrow money. Alaska Revenue Commissioner Bruce Tangeman notes that Moody's used the phrase political paralysis twice in a two-page report.
And I think what they're doing is putting a shot across our bow, just basically saying it's, you know, it's time for everybody to do their job and get their work done.
Tangeman says he's disappointed Moody's mentioned the proposal for full dividends. He adds that Governor Mike Dunleavy's proposal follows a formula set in state law. House members cited the report today in arguing for a bill that would limit dividends to $1,600 rather than the full amount under the formula of $3,000. Even with Dunleavy's vetoes, state spending on the operating budget and PFDs combined would increase by more than $360 million this year if dividends are funded at the full amount. University of Alaska students have plenty to worry about. Governor Dunleavy's line item veto made deep cuts to the system's budget. And separately this month, some 12,000 UA students were told there's no money for their state scholarships unless the legislature votes to restore funding. With so much uncertainty, many UA students are considering their options. That's opened the door to controversial recruiting practices from at least one other university. KTUO's Zoe Gruskin has more.
Sina Anahita is a professor of sociology at the University of Alaska Fairbanks and the president of the UAF Faculty Senate. She also created and moderates a Facebook page for the University of Alaska community. She says with the current budget crisis, she's been spending much of her time there, sharing information and trying to dispel rumors. That's how she saw the ad.
I am just constantly on Facebook, so it just came across my newsfeed.
It was a sponsored post by the State University of New York, or SUNY. A black and white photo shows a young woman smiling down at a laptop. The post says, "Worried about the future of Alaska's universities? SUNY is accepting students now. You can bring the State University of New York home with you and complete your degree from a name you can trust, 100% online." Anahita says her first reaction was indignation.
Our students are feeling very stressed right now. Students don't know whether they can continue at the University of Alaska. There's just lots of anxiety and fear. And it sounded to me like the SUNY people were taking advantage of our students' fear.
Anahita took a screenshot of the ad and shared it with UAF administration. It quickly made its way to the office of the university president. Associate Vice President for Public Affairs Robbie Graham was not pleased.
This is a very difficult time for the university, as you can appreciate, and it's really hard to see those kinds of comments and those kinds of solicitations from a fellow university during a really difficult time like this.
Graham confirmed UA President Jim Johnson called SUNY to express his concern, and the original post has since been removed. In a written statement, SUNY Press Secretary Holly Leopis said SUNY contacted the University of Alaska to, quote, extend our regrets regarding the Facebook advertisement. In Juneau, I'm Zoe Gruskin.
And a newlywed woman from Belarus who was swept away by a river in Alaska was trying to reach an abandoned bus made famous by the book and film Into the Wild. The Fairbanks Daily News Minor reports 24-year-old Veramika Mikhamova and her husband, 24-year-old Pyotr Markilau, on Thursday were heading for the bus where hiker Christopher McCandless met his death in 1992. The bus has been the source of multiple rescues since it was made famous, first by John Krakauer's book published in 1996, and then by Sean Penn's 2007 film. Both chronicled the life and death of McCandless, who hiked into the Alaska wilderness with little food and equipment and spent the summer living in the bus. McCandless was found dead in the bus almost 4 months later. Alaska State Troopers say Markilau called troopers in Fairbanks late Thursday to report his wife's death during a hike. And finally, Here's the Juneau Borough and Northern Admiralty Island forecast from the National Weather Service for the weekend. Tonight, chance of rain, lows around 50. In downtown Juneau, lows in the mid-50s. Saturday, rain, highs around 60, light winds. Sunday, widespread rain showers, highs around 60. In downtown Juneau, highs in the mid-50s. That's the KTOO News Update for Friday, July 26, 2019. I'm Jeremy Shea. Thanks for listening.